We're on a very tight time schedule, so please excuse me for being, making this as brief as possible. We had a list of suggested amendments that my staff has worked on. I'll make it clear, the amendments need to be accepted through this committee because otherwise it goes back to rules and we create all sorts of processes. This is a last minute sort of request. We are trying to accommodate your needs and mine. Wanted to ask you, after a real brief opening, get right to the point on whether you're accepting the amendments or not.
Okay, you want me to respond to that now or after the opening?
Short opening and then
okay.
Can we, sorry, if we could get through this real quickly.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. I know this is extraordinary and I'll make this very brief. This bill will declare that it's the policy of the state of California that every human being has the right to clean, affordable, accessible water. It will require relevant agencies to consider this state policy when revising, adopting, or establishing policies or regulations and grant criteria. By declaring this human right as a policy of the state, this bill will help get California to that wonderful day when all Californians have the right to clean, affordable water. Just as far as the amendments part, I wanted to ask a question. First of all, the conditions under which this bill got out of Assembly Appropriations and being faithful to the intent of the Chair of Appropriations and the committee, I wanted to ask this question. Is it possible that this bill would get out of committee without accepting those amendments?
No.
Okay. Therefore, under those conditions and with deep regret on behalf of the Assembly Appropriations Committee, I will accept all of the amendments imposed on us by this committee, and thank you for that opportunity to move the bill forward.
Thank you, and it's part of the time constraints in the last day, and I wanted to make sure we did the best we could by you, but it's important that the amendments be taken.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate that, your recognition of that. Is there a motion, and I'm going to allow two brief witnesses. There is a motion. Real briefly, we're losing several members within 5 minutes, so there will be no vote real soon.
All right. My name is Debbie Davis with the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water, and we support the bill, and we urge your vote.
On this.
All right. Thank you. Second witness.
Hi. My name is Rebecca Quintana. I'm from the Central Valley School Board for our district and resident of Seville, and I ask that you support AB 685.
Thank you, and I know the problem with clean water in the valley. Thank you. Just name. No. Real quickly. There's a motion already made to support the bill, so name and...
Susana Deanda, co-sponsor of the bill. We support this bill.
Thank you. Three at a time.
Celje Arroyo, I support this bill.
Mason Gallegos, I am a youth representative, and I support this bill.
Thank you for coming.
Shana Miners with the Unitarian Universalist Legislative Ministry of California in support of this bill. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rick Bettis, Sacramento, involved in water planning in the area, and I support this bill. Thank you.
Anyone else in support of the bill? Name and affiliation.
Barbara Hopkins, Sacramento. I support this bill.
Thank you.
And Vern Gehring on behalf of Food and Water Watch, a national consumer interest organization, in support of the bill.
Thank you, Vern.
Mildred Livingston from Auburn, California, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. We all support this bill.
Thank you.
Chair, members, Rachel O'Brien, on behalf of the California League of Conservation Voters, we are in very strong support.
Thank you for your testimony. Anyone else? Going once, going twice. I see people moving. Just name and your position on the bill.
Hi, my name is Linda Harris. I'm a nurse and a person of faith, and I'm in strong support of this bill.
That's it. Thank you. All right. Opposition to the bill. to primary speakers, and the rest will be just adding on. Comments brief, please. Does this go to appropriation?
Madam Chair, Meg Katzen Brown, representing the California Water Association and the Central Basin Water Association, California Water Service Company. With the acceptance of the amendments recommended in the analysis, both Cal Water Service and the California Water Association removed their opposition to the bill.
Yay. Thank you. Let's have everyone say that.
Unfortunately, no. Chair, members, Whitney Henderson with the Association of California Water Agencies. The problem that still remains with the amendments that were just accepted still goes to the fact that there's uncertainty with the establishment of this right, and we think that it still opens us up, public water agencies, to litigation. We just think it's still ambiguous. We have offered amendments to the author a couple of weeks ago. We had an appointment set to discuss those amendments and where else we could go with the bill, and that appointment was canceled. So we still remain committed and willing to work with the author to find something that works, but we think having the language in there that says right creates a problem for us, and we would like to see that.
That's duly noted. It is keyed fiscal. It will be going to Senate appropriations. There is some time to make that discussion, and the appropriations chair is here, and Assemblymember Ng is here. So thank you very much for calling that to our attention. Yes.
Hi, Gail Delhant with Western Growers Association. We are opposed to the amendments that you're taking in committee today. We see it as a zero tolerance for us. We are currently in the process of doing new programs for irrigated lands, and we see this as no stakeholder input on our part if this goes through, because we need to put nutrients on our crops to grow good, healthy crops. And if it's the policy of this state that we can't use those nutrients because we have to implement this policy, we see that as detrimental to our business.
Okay. Understood. Name and association, please, and position.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Glenn Farrell with the Front Water Authority. For all the reasons previously discussed, we're also in strong opposition to the bill.
Got it. All right.
Valerie Nero for the California Chamber of Commerce. We remain opposed.
Thank you.
Danny Merkley, California Farm Bureau. We're opposed.
All right.
Bob Reed with Reed Government Relations on behalf of Desert Water Agency, East Valley Water District, El Dorado Irrigation District, and Valley Ag Water Coalition opposition.
My name is Charles Miles, and I'm an environmental engineer, and I support this bill.
Okay, that's all we've had. We'd listened to both sides. Brief questions or comments by committee members? If not, I'll allow Assemblymember Ng to close. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, first, I was excited about the title of this bill, thinking that, well, rights of humans, meaning farmers, to have the water supply they need and reliable up there, especially with what they're going through in areas of my district in the north and in the valley with getting water allocated to them. But soon I learned that it was entirely something else. So quick question to the author. How has the dialogue been going with the opponents here, such as Western Growers and Aqua and others?
A minute. Would it be acceptable if he took any of your questions you had and put it in his clothes, or did you?
Just that one, then.
Just that one. Okay.
We've tried to meet with all the stakeholders throughout the process as the bill started out in the assembly. There was one meeting that I was ready and available, but other stakeholders weren't in the process, and so we apologize for that. I'll continue to always offer my office to meet over any issue. I can meet now as soon as this committee is over, and we'll continue to have that outlook. I grew up near a rural area in Hawaii, in farmland area, and I'm very, very sensitive to the water needs of that and many and all the other communities in California.
There's not a lot of opportunities to have policy committee and have the ability to meet with them. I'm understanding that there wasn't much opportunity other than the one possible meeting you said. So that disturbs me that the stakeholders that are going to be the ones possibly seen giving up water haven't had that input. So I would certainly enjoin you to make that effort going forward an earnest one, sir.
Absolutely. Duly noted, and thank you.
I'm, and I'll be brief here, but my concern about this is that, you know, our country was founded on the idea that our rights consist of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And I hear a lot of talk these days about rights to other things. You have a right to health care, a right to water, a right to food, that when somebody has a right to something that someone else produces, that takes away the right of somebody that has to produce it. Their time, their sweat, their effort is now mandated by government to be given to someone else. And so this seems to be a very dangerous issue towards the rights of water holders that have built the infrastructure, that work on the infrastructure of delivering water for their needs and for others, that someone can come in and basically assert a right that they have no skin in the game other than they are a resident of that particular area. Now, we all are seeking to make more water available in the clean way, build more water supply in the state, yet we're thwarted by many of the same people that are might be in support of this bill environmentally. Affordable water, that means many different things. How do we make more water affordable if we can't produce more water supply in this state? Does affordable have to do with where you live? Maybe piping water of a particular type to where you live is going to be extremely expensive, yet somehow this is a right. Someone else is going to have to pay for this right. We're talking about people maybe not even paying their bills, being able to sue somebody over asserting their right to have this water. So I'm very troubled that this is what a policy of the state of California that's going to open up many, many people to litigation. You know, we see that, for example, food items are not sales taxed in California. So water also has certain taxes upon it. Does this now mean that water should be exempted from utility users' taxes for certain receivers of this water? So I think we're opening a really big can of worms here by going this direction here. So I appreciate the time, and with respect to other members' travel needs, I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Your close.
Thank you for all the questions. We will absolutely take all of the concerns to heart. Respectfully request an aye vote.
All right. Appreciate that, and take you at your word on that, because if it gets through this committee, an appropriation on the floor, it'll be challenging unless we come to some agreement with some of these moving parts. But I applaud your efforts to protect a safe and healthy water supply for everyone. Roll call vote. It would be due pass to as appropriation amended. As amended.
Senators Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye. LaMalfa?
No.
LaMalfa, no. Canella?
No.
Canella, no. Evans?
Aye.
Evans, aye. Fuller?
No.
Fuller, no. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Padilla? Simidian? Simidian, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
It has 5 votes. It's out.
It has 5 votes. It is out. The vote is 5-3.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair and members. Thank you.
And we're adjourned.